It's time for Bookmark, the book review show on WPSU. This week, Sanjana Marikunte reviews the Penn State Reads book for this year, which is being read by all freshmen at the university.
A typical school reading list consists of classic novels written mostly by European men. The books convey themes of coming of age or corruption within a high-class society. This old-fashioned perspective means few African-American writers, let alone African writers, are widely read in high schools and universities. Chimamanda Ngozi Adichie breaks into the ranks of the elite authors assigned to students and provides a new perspective on race in America in her novel, Americana. In the novel, our heroine, Ifemelu, comes to America to go to college, leaving her family and friends behind in Nigeria. During her time in this country, she begins to write a blog about race in America from her own unique perspective. Ifemelu proudly calls herself an African, not an African American, but she writes about being treated by others as an all-encompassing black figure. She is subject to the racism that African Americans often experience in America. In order to find a job, Ifemelu must straighten her hair to look professional rather than embrace the braids or afro that she loves. She is also subject to discrimination because she is a foreigner. Other characters in the book assume that she and other international students cannot speak English, even though Ifemelu speaks better English than some Americans. Since many Americans have become desensitized to social injustice, Adichie aims to reignite the discussions about race through Ifemelu's blog. She expands readers' perspectives by making us more aware of the nuances of race. For example, Ifemelu's opinion in her history class that the N-word is not always hurtful and depends on the intent and who is using it. An African-American in the class counters that it's because of the pain that the word has caused that you shouldn't use it. The interaction shows that even though both students have dark skin, they come from vastly different cultures, which should not be confused. Once the brutal American environment controls and changes Ifemelu, she finds it difficult to return to Nigeria. Because I've always lived in America, I've never experienced the culture shock that Ifemelu felt. This book greatly enlarged my perspective on the issue of trying to adapt in two completely different countries. I cannot imagine how difficult it was for Ifemelu to adjust from life in Nigeria back to life in America, and then back to life in Nigeria many years later. I commend Ifemelu for transitioning as smoothly as she did. Since Adichie approaches race in America using a character with no prior experience here, she's able to introduce ideas that people who have always lived in America might not otherwise realize. She makes it known that problems with race occur not only between races, but also within races. Just like America heavily influenced Ifemelu's ideas on race, the story itself has enlightened me. The melting pot of America contains people of various backgrounds and ethnicities. It's important that people understand differences between people, and more importantly, respect those differences.
That book is Americana by Chimamanda Ngozi Adichie. It's published by Knopf Books. The book's author will be speaking at Penn State on October 13th at 7:30 p.m. Marikunte's review is a modified version of her winning essay for the Penn State Reads program. Marikunte is a freshman majoring in biochemistry and molecular biology. Join us next week at this time for WPSU's This I Believe. I'm Emily Reddy.